This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Rachel Costanzo. You're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum on your Monday night. That is Rachel Costanzo and Starlight. How great is that, Leo?
And she's a singer-songwriter from here in Melbourne.
She is.
And she is joining us live in the Joy Studios. Good evening, Rachel.
Hello, Rachel.
Turn you on, doll.
Turn you on.
That's better.
Hello.
Now, what a great song that is. That is single number two for you, released last year, and that was on our daytime playlist.
Yes, it was.
We love that song, just saying.
That goes off. Every time I hit that one, that goes absolutely off.
Thank you.
Now, let's go right back a bit. So, you started singing when? When did you first discover your voice?
Started singing when I was around about seven.
Okay.
7, 8 years old, yeah.
And you started posting videos on YouTube like most singers do, and you performed songs from like Beyonce and Sia and Alicia Keys, The Script. Mm-hmm. That's obviously a really good idea to get your sound out there and your voice out there.
Definitely. I used that as my social media when I was younger, just YouTube. And then I found out that there was Facebook and, you know, MySpace and Twitter.
So, the power of social media.
I got addicted.
Now, Michael Parisi, he's been a great help for you. He's discovered Gabriella Chilmi and worked at Mushroom Records. Tell us a bit about your relationship there.
I met him when I was around 9 years old, and I remember performing my first original to him, and he just gave me a lot of feedback, and he put me on to Michael Painter and Michael DeLorenzis, and that's when I started writing with them. So he really helped me find amazing songwriters.
Now, a pretty cool story, because Blindside was your first release back in 2013, and that was played on a major commercial radio station here in Melbourne. But it was quite a cool story how it got played on air. What
like
happened?
I'll cut the story short. Basically, what happened was I woke up one morning and I got a phone call from one of my friend's sisters, and she never calls me. So I answered the phone and she said, you know, call up Fox FM because all their computers are down and they want independent music being sent so they can play something. So I called up and I got through, which was crazy. I didn't expect it. And then they told me to send my music in, and it went from then on. I had an interview and they really supported my music. I got to do a song live on Fox FM by Lord, but a Cats version.
Yeah, wow.
Of Royals. So they used me, Fox FM used me for quite a bit of things. So it was amazing.
What was going through your head, Rachel?
It was like a dream. Yeah. I heard my voice singing in a cat's voice on Fox FM. It was really embarrassing, but I loved it. Yeah. So it was amazing.
That's a bit like your track that we just heard back there, Starlight. That's on the Joy playlist. What's it like for you hearing your tracks, you know, on the radio?
Oh, amazing. When I was little, I never thought I'd get my songs out there as much as I have now. And with your support, it's just incredible. I love hearing it on the radio.
You released your debut EP last year as well, which is a pretty cool moment. Now, on your EP, there's a duet with Michael, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
there is.
That's Invisible.
Okay. Invisible.
I haven't heard that song in ages.
Rachel, we're going to play your brand new single. We're going to play it now, and we're going to come back and talk about the single, about the video, because it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
It's
Do you want to introduce it for us?
Sure. Hi, you're listening to Rachel Costanzo, and this is Miles Away on 94.9.
I wish you would stay and just hold me.
Rachel Costanzo on Joy 94.9. Brand new single, first time on Joy.
That just took me miles away.
That's called Miles
Amazing.
Away.
Amazing.
I've got a confession to make. Your publicist sent me that track on, I think, last Friday, I think it was. And I listened to the track and I was like, this is just stunning.
Thank you.
I actually played the track like 3-4 times back to back.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, you know, when you hear the various songs that you just think are really going to sort of cut through, I have the same inkling with the Veronica's You Ruin Me.
Oh, I love that song.
And the same inkling with Conrad Saul's Start Again.
Definitely, I love
both went number one on the ARIA charts. Just saying, no pressure.
Where did you?
That's a lot of pressure.
It's a gorgeous
it's beautiful.
Song.
Thank Absolutely you. Beautiful.
Tell us about the track and how you wrote the track.
Where did you get the lyrics from? How did you come up with such powerful words? It's amazing.
Basically, I wrote it with Michael Painter, M Squared Productions, and I really just wanted to write something different this year, something completely different to anything I've written. I always write pop, jumpy party songs, so I really wanted to pull back the vocals and just pull at people's heartstrings with this song. It's about love, obviously, but I guess everyone experiences some kind of loss in their life, whether it's to do with a relationship or even death. Sorry to make it sound
well,
a bit
true.
Sad, but people go
lies.
Through it, and I just wanted to write a song that everyone can relate to and feel some kind of hope at the end of it, basically.
Now, the video is just beautiful.
It's so fun, too.
It's a really lovely video. And one of the guys in the video, his mum is Pierre Miller from Home and Away.
Yes, I was so happy to get him on board.
How'd you get him?
There's a little girl in the film clip as well called Paris.
Yeah.
And her mum actually knows of this little boy because I think they went to school together or something.
Okay.
So, yeah, she put me, Natalie, the mum's name is, she put me in touch with Pierre Miller's son, so it was really good.
That is a great.
Yeah.
Now, the concept of the video, just take us through the concept and how it was filming the video and stuff.
Well, I filmed the video clip with Epic Films. It's by Peter John. He directed it. And it was an amazing experience. We went out into the bush and we were freezing the whole day.
I was going to ask where it was because it was just
freezing.
Beautiful.
I don't even know where we were, but it was freezing. It was up in the mountains near the 1,000 steps or something around there. And it was amazing to film it there. And basically the film clip's about two people that are in love at a really young age and they grow apart when they're older. And for some reason in the film clip, the boy has left for a reason, but I didn't put the reason in the film clip. I guess everyone has their own imagination with the end bit.
Now, Rachel, you launched your single at Soho Melbourne last Friday night.
Yes.
Trent Bell from X Factor, boy band, the collective there. Tell us a little bit about the single launch. How did that all go for you?
It was incredible. I didn't expect Trent Bell to be there, but I was...
He's hot, right?
Just yes. I didn't expect many famous people were going to be there.
But he came in here last year with The Collective.
Oh, really?
And they've broken up now, I hear.
Oh, I didn't know that, but
they
he's
have.
An amazing solo artist as well.
Yeah.
I've got to give that to him. He's amazing.
Exactly right.
And I also had Jesse Tanaki support me. He's from X Factor too, so it was an amazing night.
Fantastic.
I loved it.
Now, of course, what's coming up next for you? You've got the EP coming out soon? Or?
No EP. Just I'm trying to get this single out as much as I can.
Okay.
And I think in the future I'll release an
Some
EP down
gigs.
The track again. Yeah, definitely. I'm always at Soho 9 till 12 every Friday night.
Cool.
Spice Market before Soho. 5 to 8.
It's a double L.
Yep, so double gigs
on Fridays. Fantastic. The new single from Rachel Costanzo, it's called Miles Away. It is simply a stunning track, Rachel. Congratulations
well
on
done.
The track.
Thank
Great
you.
Job.
It is available on iTunes this Friday. You can watch the video online on YouTube right now. It's a stunning video, very cute video.
And you know what? She's our own. She's homegrown talent as well.
Exactly. From Melbourne, we love that doll. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thanks,
Rachel.
Me.
Great to see you again.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.